In order to apply for an immigrant visa, number one, you need someone who can petition for you. And that has to be either a certain family member who's a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, or an employer. If you do not have a petitioner, then you need to live in a country that participates in the diversity lottery, where you throw your name in the hat, and if it gets pulled out and you meet certain requirements, you could come in as a permanent resident to the United States. Mexico does not have the diversity lottery. But if you don't have a petitioner and the diversity lottery is not open to you, you have no way to apply for a green card, lawful permanent residency in the United States.
What process do they go from being here and then getting a green card?
So it's really two steps. First, you have to ask someone who can petition for you, and there must be a visa number available to you. Second step is you have to show that you are not disqualified from a green card due to immigration violations. And in 1997, Congress passed a law, which President Clinton signed, which created vast new categories of immigration violations that will disqualify people from obtaining legal status. You know, we set up a rigged game, and when workers, foreign workers, came in and followed our crooked rules, now we turn around and call them the cheaters. People would not risk their lives to come to the United States to work when our economy demands that they come and work if they had a lawful way to apply for a visa to come here. The sad fact is, and most Americans don't know this, for green cards for low-skilled workers, we only allow 5,000 a year for the entire country. When President Reagan granted amnesty to millions of agricultural workers back in the late 80s, the second part of that plan was to create a worker visa program that was tied to economic demand in the United States. That piece of it was never done. And that's why we find ourselves in the position of having 11 million undocumented people in this country with no legitimate way to apply for legal status.
What kind of cases do you see?
In family-based cases, most Americans don't understand that permanent residents, green card holders, can also be deportable if they have certain immigration violations. A permanent resident who goes to the DMV and applies for a driver's license and then inadvertently ends up registered to vote in the United States is deportable. There are all kinds of rules for permanent residents. They cannot be absent from the United States for more than 6 months without being considered to have abandoned their status. And then if they want to come back to the U.S., they have to start the petitioning process all over again.
We hear this a lot. My parents came over on the boat. They went through the legal process. They did it legally. They became citizens. Why can't these people?
The legal process was get on a boat and come over. That was the proper process when Ellis Island was open. But that's not what our system has been for more than 70 years. So anyone who says, well, my ancestors did it the right way, they absolutely did, and it was much easier for them.
And how do people who are undocumented living in the U.S. get by?
Congress put the burden on employers to verify that their workers are authorized to work. So many of them don't follow those rules, and people are able to get jobs or start a business. They are not eligible for any kind of public benefits. So no food stamps, no Medicaid, no public benefits. But what they do is pay into Social Security through FICA, like any other worker. So the United States benefits from the work of undocumented workers. We're definitely making a profit. We're coming out with the longer end of the stick on that one. Now, it's not fair. And I think that immigration is not just about immigration issue. It's broader than that. It's an issue about cheap labor. That's a conversation we need to start having in this country.
I hear there are backups too. Just there are so many cases. Is this true?
This is absolutely true. Right now, the Chicago Immigration Court has over 23,000 cases pending. It takes years between hearings. So anyone that thinks that we, you know, just pick up someone who's alleged to be here in violation of our immigration laws and they're put on a plane and sent away right away, no, this is a very long administrative process. The vast majority of immigrants caught up in deportation proceedings are not represented by an attorney. And not everyone who is picked up will be deported. There are applications that people can make before an immigration court to try and stay in the United States.
I think the fear in the communities must be ramping up. And people would just want to stay under the radar.
And it's not just people who are undocumented. I have people calling who have green cards and who do not have immigration violations that make them deportable, calling and asking if it's okay for them to travel. And as an attorney, I have to advise them, you should be okay, but honestly, I don't know. I never thought I'd see the day when someone who had a green card was not allowed to board a flight back to the United States. And that's exactly what we saw last January. We are the original immigrant nation. We should be very proud of that, and we should lead on that. And we have to ask ourselves, how are we going to feel when we become the immigrant nation where people don't want to come? What does that say about us? I think we can do better.